for Friday, October 2nd. This is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, good morning, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Friday. It is October 2nd, and I am Pastor Patrick. And as always, it is good that we are gathered here together to be encouraged by the written word of God. As I had mentioned yesterday, we will be staying with the Gospel of Mark, and we'll be looking at chapter 9, verse 22. I'm going to begin reading at verse 14 to verse 29. Grab your Bible, open with me now to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, beginning at verse 14. Follow along as I read. This is what the written word of God teaches. And when they came to the disciples, they saw a great crowd around them and scribes arguing with them. And immediately all the crowd, when they saw him, were greatly amazed and ran up to him and greeted him. And he asked them, "What are you arguing about with them?" And someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I brought my son to you, for he has a spirit that makes him mute. And whenever it seizes him, it throws him down, and he foams and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast it out, and they were not able." And he answered them, "O faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him to me." And they brought the boy to him, and when the spirit saw him, immediately it convulsed the boy, and he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked his father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood. And it has often cast him into fire and into water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, "I believe, help my unbelief." And when Jesus saw that a crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "You mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again." And after crying out and convulsing him terribly, it came out, and the boy was like a corpse, so that most of them said, "He is dead." But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had entered the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could we not cast it out?" And he said to them, "This kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer." Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, "The Sphere of Humiliation," and this is what he wrote. "After every time of exaltation, we are brought down with a sudden rush into things as they are, where it is neither beautiful nor poetic nor thrilling. The height of the mountaintop is measured by the drab drudgery of the valley, but it is in the valley that we have to live for the glory of God. We see his glory on the mount, but we never live for his glory there. It is in the sphere of humiliation that we find our true worth to God. That is where our faithfulness is revealed. Most of us can do things if we are always at the heroic pitch because of the natural selfishness of our hearts. But God wants us at the drab, commonplace pitch where we live in the valley according to our personal relationship to him." Peter thought it would be a fine thing for them to remain on the mount, but Jesus Christ took the disciples down from the mount into the valley, the place where the meaning of the vision is explained. If thou can do anything, it takes the valley of humiliation to root the skepticism out of us. Look back at your own experience, and you will find that until you learned who Jesus was, you were a cunning skeptic about his power. When you were on the mount, you could believe anything, but what about the time when you were up against facts in the valley? You may be able to give a testimony to sanctification, but what about the thing that is a humiliation to you just now? The last time you were on the mount with God, you saw that all power in heaven and earth belonged to Jesus. Will you be skeptical now in the valley of humiliation? This morning again, we find ourselves talking about the valley, living in the valley, experiencing life, experiencing our journey as followers, as believers in Jesus Christ, for all it is worth in the valley. That's where we grow. That's where we're sharpened. That's where we learn. That's where we draw closer to God, knowing full well that He will draw close to us. Oswald Chambers tells us that it is easy to feel victorious when we are standing on the mountaintop, but when we are in the valley, it is a different thing. Let me ask you, are you in a valley this morning? What does that valley look like? Are you able to see the valley and also see what it is that Christ is doing in you and through you? I hope you can. Take a moment and evaluate so that you can see exactly what is happening. I hope you'll join again tomorrow as we look at the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verse 29. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.